Hare Krishna. It's almost noon, and I'm in Paris today, here for the next 2 weeks. Last night, our participation in the music festival was very enlivening. Although the weather was quite bad, and it still is, we were rained out a couple of times, and thus at least our part of the party. That means the Hungarian devotees, including Adhikarta Prabhu, who's now living with us in the same flat we were in before. We stayed out till around 10 o'clock and then came back to the apartment, and it was more like midnight before we managed to take rest. The other devotees stayed out almost till midnight. A lot of sound and music going on. Stages with rock bands. There were African bongo kirtans going up and down the streets, like 100 drums strong, followed by many people. It was quite interesting, and many people who came to see and hear what was going on. I had the opportunity to meet quite a few nice people. In fact, there was one lady who I spoke to who bought a Bhagavatam. In fact, she asked if she could buy one when I offered it to her. And was very receptive, open to Krishna consciousness. People are very nice. They're very favorable. And of course, we're also distributing many flyers for upcoming Rath Yatra, which is happening on the 9th, which is just in about 2 weeks from now. So devotees in the UK who'd like to come and participate in the Rath Yatra, please do. It'll be great support for the French Yatra. And today we went over to the preaching center, and devotees were sort of a state of recuperation from yesterday. And Paramgati Maharaj is not here. He's gone off for a week to Brazil, but he'll be back on the 27th. And I got a report from Nichai Satchisutta and Devarshi Prabhu's about how Harinam has been going on, the number of guests who are coming to the afternoon and evening programs. And then we're going to go out again this afternoon. Right now I'll do puja down at Gohari, as well as Radha Damodar are here with us, and take lunch, and after that we'll go out again. I received quite a bit of feedback from yesterday's podcast on chanting Hare Krishna, and therefore I thought I'd go into a little more depth. Particularly the interest was about chanting japa, because japa is for initiated devotees the compulsory, most regular form of Harinam that they're performing, and very often not necessarily with the type of results that we should be getting, devotees should be experiencing. Of course, the real criterion, as I mentioned yesterday, is that japa requires to be given quality time. Now, that quality time is ensured for temple devotees. We have our morning program, and between 5 and 7, devotees really have quality time where we don't do anything else. Unfortunately, sometimes some devotees engage themselves unnecessarily during that period of time, doing certain things like management and other things. But it's not really fair. It's not fair to ourselves. It's not fair to the holy name. There are certain services that have to go on during that time. The pujaris are on the altar. The cooks are in the kitchen. The devotees taking care of the cows will be, and bulls will also be doing that. They'll be doing the morning milking, as well as feeding of the cows. But other than that, devotees, particularly the Sankirtan devotees, the preachers, others not engaged in these activities, they should stay together, and chant Hare Krishna and really get absorbed in what is going to be the main, if not the only thing that really determines their advancement in Krishna consciousness. This cultivation, or Rupa Goswami says, anushilanam, must be taken seriously, and that is why I'm re-emphasizing that on this podcast. Generally, devotees should be able to sit and chant Hare Krishna. Kneeling is also very good, particularly if you have a little tendency to fall asleep, keep the back straight. It's very hard to fall asleep kneeling. But one thing for sure is that chanting Hare Krishna is, or our japa period, is not a struggle to stay awake. If you're struggling to stay awake, you can't be listening to the holy name. Whatever it requires, whether you have to sleep more, eat less, but one should be awake during the time that one chants Hare Krishna. And circumambulating Tulsi Devi while doing that, that's also fine. And we see the devotees do that. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur and I believe Srila Prabhupada also recommended that devotees should be able to sit. The reason one is meant to sit is because when you're walking, you have to be navigating, going around in circles, not bumping into others. If you're going from one end of the temple room to another, then you have to stop, you have to turn around. And that navigation requires energy and attention, and it distracts us from chanting. Therefore, best if you just sit down, and ideally if you can close your eyes, and chant Hare Krishna, simply concentrating on that wonderful sound vibration of the holy name. If you can't do it sitting down or kneeling, then all right, walking. But in any case, the concentration should be there. And the result of that concentration is that if we're actually hearing the holy name, then Rupa Goswami says, Tunde tundavani ratim bitanuti tundavali labdhaye. Then devotees won't be able to get enough. That question often comes up. Should we do anything else other than just hear the holy name? Is it enough to hear the holy name? But Rupa Goswami says that the holy name is just so sweet that if you're really hearing it, then one set of ears isn't enough to hear. You'll want hundreds of ears. You'll want thousands of ears. And hearing is certainly as good as any other aspect of chanting, such as remembering his Krishna's form or pastimes, and they also come, but they're all transcendentally on the absolute platform, they're all equal. And after a devotee has been chanting Hare Krishna consistently for 10, 15 years, he should be able to experience ecstasy upon chanting Hare Krishna. And by that I don't mean that he's rolling around on the ground. I mean that he's so satisfied by the sweetness of the holy name that his mind doesn't ramble, go from one direction into another. One doesn't become distracted to talk to one's nearby neighbor. Evil thoughts of sensual activities don't come within the mind, or at least they're immediately discarded. Devotees don't get sleepy, or they just don't get distracted by thinking about what am I going to do today. In fact, one of the devotees who wrote to me said that, well, I was told as a young devotee that the japa time is a good time to plan the day. It's not a good time to plan the day. It's a good time to chant Hare Krishna. And you can plan your day after you've chanted Hare Krishna by sitting down and working on your day timer or your diary to plan the day. Chanting Hare Krishna is what should be done during the japa period. And devotees should feel great satisfaction, great happiness, a great sense of spiritual well-being, and a spiritual strength that will guide them through the day, that will allow them to face all the natural obstacles that come with preaching, with household life, with doing business, and so many other things. And as Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dhyanatma supersedati, only this thing can actually satisfy the self. If someone is not really satisfied by the nectar that comes from chanting the holy name, then the tendency will be to become distracted to objects of the senses, to want to go see movies, to other types of form of entertainment. What's happening now with the world football, soccer competition, who's winning, let's watch some soccer tournaments. This is what devotees will become distracted, and these things lead to maya. The subtler ones lead to the gross lead to grosser, and ultimately one falls down from the platform of pure Krishna consciousness. So if someone's chanting Hare Krishna properly, and after regularly practicing and cultivating that chanting over a period of time, devotees should really be masters of it. I know that often I listen to how devotees chant to see if they're actually chanting all the words of the mantra. When devotees are in the practice of not listening, then they won't repeat the words of the mantra. Sometimes I listen just to see what the quality of that sound vibration, and some devotees really chant very, very sweetly, and some devotees chant very automatically in the sense that they're not paying attention, and one can sense that type of indifference within that sound vibration. If we develop attachment to Krishna, when we chant Hare Krishna, we chant the holy name with great love and devotion. And with that type of mood and that type of mentality, then one will be impelled to think about Krishna. The taste of the holy name becomes so wonderful, so palatable, that the person who is non-different than that name, his form becomes attractive to the mind, his pastimes become attractive to the heart and the intelligence, and in this way devotees just become lost in chanting. And that's what we should do. We should become lost. So we should see, after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, where am I in chanting Hare Krishna? And if I'm not where I should be, then I really need to make a beeline for getting there quickly, because at a certain point we're going to be standing on death's door, and at that time is not the time to be practicing Krishna consciousness. That's the time for actually perfecting or achieving the benefits of that perfection. I began by talking about the quality time that devotees have in temples. If householders have the opportunity, householders who are working, not engaged in temple services, they should also come to the temple from 5 to 7. But it may be sometimes difficult. Children going to work early, traveling to work, may demand that devotees leave earlier, but still quality time should be found. And of course the best quality time is early in the morning, before children rise, before work begins, before all of the other passion activities of the day take place. And that means, of course, that we have to take rest early, and that means so many other things, which means that in the ultimate issue, we need to manage and build our lives around what facilitates our chanting Hare Krishna. It may not be an easy thing to do, but if we're serious, that is what we need to do. I very often see, particularly grihasthas, professionals who are working, who often have to leave from home at 6:30 in the morning, much earlier, for instance, than temple devotees who are still taking prasadam 3 hours later in the temple. And it's not an easy thing for them. It's extremely difficult. Nonetheless, everyone has to have some form of morning program, and everyone has to have quality time for japa. If it means shorter, then that's fine. May not be that and I know, for instance, some grihasthas who are leaving home at 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, 5 o'clock in the morning is just when temple devotees are beginning to chant japa. But even if they have to do that, then at least get up at 4, sit down and chant, take bath, get ready, sit down and chant 4 good rounds before leaving. Obviously, it's better to chant 8. And then somehow or another, structure the day in such a way that one can then also chant some further quality rounds. The business will come and go, children will grow up, But it's also extremely important that we have good habits in regards to chanting, because as we become older, those habits shouldn't be something that we need to break. In other words, there shouldn't have been bad habits, that we've developed such bad habits that we can't get out of them when we're in our 50s and 60s, that they should be good habits, and those habits can be then perfected and developed into a full quality absorption of chanting 16 rounds and preferably more, all in one go. And that's one thing that devotees can do if they ask, well, what can I do to really bring my japa back in line and find out where I am? Take a day off and chant 64 rounds. Better still, chant 128. Better still, chant 3 times 64, 192. And if you do that, it will be the type of experience that will, first of all, let you see how much your mind is wandering, to see what it really takes to chant. It will give you a connection with the holy name that makes chanting 16 rounds appear very, very easy to do, and gives a real strength, insight into the wonder, potency, and beauty of chanting and hearing the holy name. So do that. If, as a consequence of this podcast, you think I've been neglecting some things, take out a day, go to sleep early, get up at midnight, and just chant from midnight to midnight. It will probably take you that long, although if someone chants quicker than 7-minute rounds, you can do it faster. And just chant Hare Krishna, and drink some water, don't even bother eating, and have that determination. It will change your life. You will get an experience that will give you strength, and Tesham Satata Yuktanam Dadami Bhuti Yogam Tham. Krishna will give you the intelligence how to improve and correct any defects that are there. And if you're doing everything perfectly, then he will show you how to do it even more perfectly. Hare Krishna.